It was a beautiful summer's day. The sun was shining and birds were chirping. Max was sitting at the very top of the slide. Whee! He zoomed all the way to the bottom. He wondered if it might be even more fun if he had someone to slide with. Just then, Ollie arrived at the playground and saw the slide.
Wow, he thought. It looks so fast. It looks so high.
He wanted to slide too, but Max was already using it.
Hi, called a cheerful voice behind him. Let's slide together, said Kai.
The boys climbed to the top of the slide. They could see the whole park from up here. Then, one by one, they zoomed down the slide, laughing all the way. Down goes Kai. Zoom! Down goes Ollie. Whee! Down goes Max. Whoosh! When they were back on the ground, the boys wanted to play another game together.
Let's play hide and seek, said Kai.
Great, Max said with a smile. I'll count.
Max covered his eyes and started counting.
10, 9, 8.
Ollie and Kai ran off to find the perfect hiding spot.
3, 2, 1, Max called. Ready or not, here I come.
Max looked under the slide. They weren't hiding there. He looked behind the bench. Just empty air. He even looked behind the tree, but they definitely weren't hiding there. Where could Ollie and Kai be? Then Max heard a giggle.
Hee hee hee.
Then another, and another. Hee hee hee. Ha ha ha. The closer Max got, the louder the giggles became, until... This audiobook is produced by Village Library. Ollie, Kai, and Max at the Playground is the first story in the My Best Friend series, a warm celebration of childhood, friendship, and the small moments that help children grow their sense of self and connection. 3 5-year-olds meet for the first time at the park. One is kind, one is curious, one is confident. Together, they discover how quickly a simple hello can grow into a day filled with imagination, laughter, and friendship. A scraped knee becomes a chance to show comfort and care. A climb on the jungle gym becomes a journey through the stars. This gentle, rhythmic story invites children into a world where belonging feels natural, differences are welcomed, and kindness nurtures connection. Because when children learn to care, they help us all build a better world.